In this presentation, we would be studying about Rahu remedies and how to reduce the negative effects of Rahu Mahadasha. Rahu is the one imaginary planet, since it's only astrology that corroborates it and it isn't given a part in the modern scientific planetary existence. That is the lord of fortune and misfortune, also known as the shadow planet, when it makes association with Ketu. Another planet with an astrological existence, Rahu is known to cause an eclipse in the birth chart. Wondering why it creates an eclipse that brings misfortune? Well, that because Rahu bears an ancient animosity with the sun and the moon. So, if it sits in the houses that are governed by the sun and moon, it starts creating hurdles. And this guide has been specifically made to help you find out the many Rahu remedies that will help you release some of the wrath of this planet. But first, let us explain to you some of the misconceptions related to the Rahu Graha. So let's begin. Myths about the planet Rahu. The first myth is that Rahu brings just misfortune. This is the one myth that's associated with Rahu. But that is not true. Rahu is known for its friendly nature towards the planets Venus, Mercury, and Saturn. So if Rahu decides to take a seat in the houses governed by any of these three planets, it bestows the person with good luck, wealth, and fortune. Second myth is that Rahu can cause untimely death. Whilst Rahu is known to cause many health problems, it is the planet of shadow. Saturn, on the other hand, is the planet of war and death. So, not all untimely deaths are a result of Rahu Mahadasha. Third myth is that if Rahu sits in a horoscope, the Rahu Mahadasha never ends. This is the weirdest misconception about Rahu. First, Rahu does not sit in any horoscope for more than 18 months. And last, there are many known Rahu remedies that can reduce the malicious effects that this graha causes. That's it. The next question that we would like to answer before taking you through Rahu remedies is the effects of Rahu on the 12 different houses in the natal chart. Let's find out. What does the presence of Rahu in the 12 houses in the birth chart mean? The different effects of Rahu, good and bad, both on different houses are as follows. If Rahu is in the first and second house, then it makes the married life an absolute bliss. If Rahu in the third house, then expect frequent fights and arguments with your spouse. If Rahu in the fourth house, then you will face a lot of difficulty in having a child. If Rahu in the fifth house, then it will bring health problems to your partner if you have a son. If Rahu is in the sixth house, then Rahu will be at its weakest in this house. It won't have any significant effect unless some other planets align in a way that is not in your favor. If Rahu is in the 7th house, then a marriage with Rahu in the 7th house can hit the rocks if the person with Rahu in their Kundli gets married before they turn 21. If Rahu in the 8th house, then it will be the worst phase of your family life. If Rahu in the 9th house, then expect mental issues like depression and anxiety. If Rahu in the 10th house, then it is a bad omen for the health of close relative and your mother. If Rahu in the 11th house, then you will have a wonderful bonding with your father. If Rahu in the 12th house, then mental health will be affected. Now let's discuss 4 Rahu remedies that will reduce the negative impact of Rahu in the birth chart. It reduces anger and aggression. These are the reasons that the family life due to Rahu Mahadasha suffers so much. Wearing sandalwood beads as a mala, necklace, in blue thread reduces the aggression. It will lead to lesser fights and will bring some sort of peace in your domestic life. Another Rahu remedy is worshipping the planet Jupiter, Guru Graha. One of the planets that can counterfeit the ill that Rahu bears is the planet Jupiter. So, if you chant mantras and perform vidhis to please Jupiter, you will be freed from some of the worst misfortunes related to Rahu to a large extent. Another Rahu remedy is holy seeds that can help. If Rahu Mahadasha has affected your mental health and you experience trouble, sleep or depression, keeping fennel seeds under your pillow every night will help you sleep better. Another Rahu remedy is wear the color blue. Blue is the color that is considered lucky for people suffering with Rahu Mahadasha. So wearing blue clothes is one of the best Rahu remedies. Also, bathing in water mixed with milk for 43 days is another easy Rahu remedy to pacify anger and aggression. Well, this is all for this presentation. Stay tuned for more such exciting presentation on eastrohelp.com, your astrology helpline. And don't forget to like and subscribe our YouTube channel for regular updates.